Nolte, Fat Satan Grammys deliver ratings catastrophe of just 12.4 M viewers. By John Nolte on February 6, 2023. The woke Grammys, complete with a cameo from Fat Satan, delivered another ratings catastrophe with just 12.4 million viewers. That means you should not believe the headlines, like this one. Ratings, Grammy Awards audience surges 30% to hit a three-year high. Surges to a three-year high. Surge. Hi. Yeah, no. Lol. How about a little context to make sense of just how awful 12.4 million viewers is? Back in 2020, the Grammys drew 18.7 million viewers, and that was considered a disaster. At the time, 18.7 million, which is 50% higher than this Sunday night's viewership, was nearly an all-time low. Here's what we wrote at the time. As far as total viewers, the 18.7 million who tuned in on Sunday was just a touch above the Grammy all-time low of total viewers, 17 million back in 2006. But when you consider the fact that, since 2006, the American population has increased from 299 million to 330 million, by a full 30 million people, that tells you just how big of a failure Sunday night was. For some real context, and as a means to expose just how bad this number is, back in 2017, 26 million tuned in. In 2012, 40 million tuned it. Since 1977, Grammy Award viewership has landed in the teens only on 9 occasions, 2 of those times in the last 2 years. The only reason the entertainment media can spin this 12.4 million debacle into something other than a debacle is due to the 8.8 million who watched in 2021 and the 8.9 million who watched in 2022. So, yeah, I guess 12.4 million is higher than 8.8 million, but 2 times 0 is still 0, y'all. This is an award show that consistently drew 20 to 30 million viewers between 1976 and 2019. Between 2010 and 2017, the Grammys consistently delivered in the mid-20 millions or better. In 2012, nearly 40 million tuned in. So, the very idea that 12.4 million, which is the third worst in Grammy history, which is so bad, the fourth worst is 17 million, somehow constitutes a rebound, is a joke. Nobody is watching these god-awful award shows because everyone knows these shows are no fun whatsoever. They are anti-entertainment. No one wants to watch 3 hours of the rich and privileged talking about how great they are and how awful the rest of us are. The entertainment industry have alienated their audience. And in a world with all kinds of entertainment options, we are exercising those options. And don't you dare blame streaming competition. I know 2020 was a long, long time ago. But if memory serves, there was Netflix in 2020 and the Grammys still managed to attract 18.7 million viewers. What's happening is very simple. Over the last 5 years, Hollywood has gotten uglier and uglier. The entertainment industry has nothing but contempt for its fans. The entertainment industry is embracing gross stuff like obesity and hairy guys in dresses as beautiful. And last night the entertainment industry gave us Chubby Satan. This is an industry only interested in appealing to itself, and the ratings all across the board reflect that. Don't blame us, Hollywood. We're just hating you back.